we need to a little bit see where we're going. You know when you go, you follow a path and you're beginning the path and you can see where the path is leading. It's like this. So when we open this precious prayer booklet, now I think it's wonderful that Geshe-la calls this a prayer booklet. It's a prayer booklet. We're praying. We're praying that the whole step-by-step development within our mind is in the context of prayer, in that we are wishing. So the word for prayer in Tibetan is monlam, which means wishing path, or I think we can say a mind of wishing faith. This whole booklet, if we wanted to say, what's its essence? I think we would say, may I become like you. So we invite Medicine Guru and Medicine Guru's vast retinue of the six other medicine Buddhas and their retinues, all Buddhas of the Ten Directions. We invite them, and our heartfelt wish is, may I and all living beings, but in this sadhana, even though all living beings are held, we're particularly focused on, may I become just like you. May I have completely pure body, pure speech, pure mind. As I've mentioned, the nature of blissful, omniscient wisdom. And may every living being everywhere accomplish this. Then there won't even be the sound of the word suffering, because all suffering will have completely ceased. No one will be experiencing it ever. This is permanent world peace. So when we enter, when we open this special scripture written for us, busy people, we're so busy, we're so busy, we barely have a few minutes to sit still in the meditation session. So we have to really make them count. So there's not many words, very few words, very brief practice, everything included. So skillful, so powerful, so effective. Real oral instruction of the Gandhanora lineage. So when we open this booklet, we already have faith. We already know that held within the pages of this prayer booklet is the prayer, please, may I become swiftly just like you, with the ability to benefit each and every living being every day. Teach me, guide me, bless me, stay with me all the time. Be my constant companion, my closest friend and helper, so that every single day I'm becoming more like you. Please bestow powerful blessings into my heart, day and night, and give me your most special, powerful blessing. So the most powerful, special blessing our spiritual guide, our root guru, can bestow upon us, as we learned in the empowerment, is to enter into our heart and mix inseparably with our continually residing body, speech, and mind at our heart. And we meditate that our guru's mind and our mind, our root mind, become inseparably one. And we hold that magnificent development 1 second, 5 seconds, 1 minute, 5 minutes. This is our guru's greatest gift, becoming one with us at our heart. The more we engage in this practice, the more swiftly we will become a new medicine guru with the power to benefit each and every living being every day. So we're going to identify ourselves as a newly arisen medicine guru. We're going to begin this practice wanting to become just like our spiritual guide and benefit others just like our spiritual guide does. So we're holding where we're heading as we're entering into this practice. We can't wait. We can't wait. We can't wait for our spiritual guide to dissolve into our heart. So we're going to prepare our mind perfectly. So when our guru dissolves into our heart, such special blessings and realizations will naturally grow because we've prepared correctly.